Welcome to the second half of this bulletin. A large Western delegation of parliamentarians recently visited Gaza and has now returned with tales of honor. The British representatives held a press conference in London on Thursday. Farina Alam was there to send us this report.
Listening to the British MPs who recently returned from Gaza, it's clear the situation in the beleaguered Palestinian territory remains dire. They were part of one of the largest parliamentary delegations to travel to Gaza, some 50 lawmakers from 12 European countries.
I have not the slightest doubt, and I speak carefully as a lawyer, that what we heard provided the strongest possible prima facie evidence of the existence of individual and collective war crimes. In addition to that, of course, we all saw the destitution which is being wrought by the years of blockade.
The international community fails to take any action against Israel, so this situation continues. What are we doing to these people? And I repeat, what time bomb are we creating in Gaza for the future?
The group was led by Sir Gerald Kaufman, himself a Jewish parliamentarian, who said he saw evidence of the use of white phosphorus, illegal under international law, in civilian areas in Gaza.
I wish that we could do something to open the ears of the Israeli people and open the eyes of the Israeli people to what they are allowing their government to do.
So do you not think that it will be useful to have a delegation like this to go to Israel to have a dialogue?
No. I can't see what possible dialogue I can have with this government, with the most extreme prime minister Israel has ever had, Netanyahu, and with the foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, who has racist policies and who, among other things, allowed the Turkish ambassador to be humiliated recently. These are not members of the international family.
Israel has thus far operated with such impunity that these MPs say nothing short of economic sanctions will bring about change.
The only way in which anything will happen is if the average Israeli feels the effect of economic sanctions in their pocket and then puts pressure on their own government to take action. The Israeli government seems to be completely impervious, deaf to the pleas of the international community, and only some kind of economic action will have any effect. So we're very keen for the British government to go further than they have so far and suspend the EU-Israel trade agreement.
The delegation's visit was timed to coincide with the first anniversary of Israel's 22-day military onslaught in Gaza, which left over 1,400 men, women and children dead. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.